to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the 10th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and from Germany we have Sister Kirsten Marie Beretz, a Dominican sister of Ehrenberg. Sister Kirsten Marie teaches high school in Vecta, and her preaching today is entitled Called to Different Things.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus was walking along, he saw a man called Matthew sitting at the tax booth, and he said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. And as he sat at dinner in the house, many tax collectors and sinners came and were sitting with him and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" But when he heard this, he said, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. For I have come to call not the righteous, but sinners." When I am not teaching in school, I work as a vocational coach. That means that I assist other people to discern their own vocation. I come together with many people in their 30s or 40s, and most of the time they don't think about a spiritual vocation. They are more like Matthew, who seems to be a pretty average man with an unpopular job. My clients might have popular or unpopular jobs. They are mothers, wives, fathers, employees, pastoral workers, priests, sisters, students, etc. And they usually don't want to leave everything behind and change their whole lives. However, they feel that something does not fit in their lives. They miss something. A more profound sense, fulfillment, a perspective, or happiness. These men and women seem to be like Matthew, who does not make the impression that he is missing something in life. But something seems to be wrong because Matthew does not hesitate when Jesus asks him to follow him. So Jesus calls ordinary people in ordinary situations. And no matter how old we are or in which life situation, it can happen at any moment. And to realize that insight helped me a lot in my discernment process. Following Jesus does not automatically mean we have to leave everything behind. Yes, Matthew stands up and follows Jesus. However, he does not seem to leave his house but welcomes Jesus there. Matthew becomes host to Jesus. For that, he needs a place to welcome Jesus and the tax collectors and sinners. I imagine he needs other people in his household who help him serve the food and drinks. So it is not said that Matthew grabs a small backpack and follows Jesus wherever he goes. Moreover, I imagine that Matthew's following Jesus means that he reflects on his life. Jesus looks at Matthew with his loving eyes. He looks at his unpopular job and his whole life, which might not be very well. But Jesus does not condemn Matthew as a doctor who does not condemn her patients, but does everything to cure them. With that loving eye, Jesus looks at everybody and wants to help everybody be healed. He is the one who cures our souls and our hearts, and we don't need to hide ourselves. Jesus loves us because he is the triune God who is love. And so, Jesus calls Matthew and every one of us into a new reality. He asked the tax collector and you and me to live according to his message of the kingdom of God and the Sermon on the Mount. He calls us to witness that new reality that had already started but not yet completed. And, as we can see from Matthew, for that task we don't have to leave everything but be with our loved ones. We don't need to change our whole system, but open our hearts and our ears to listen to Jesus. He is loving every one of us and calls every one of us. Some of us might be called to leave everything behind, and most of us might be called to be witnesses in our surroundings and our daily lives.